With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
It is the Brilliant Darren and Joe. Darren Conway, Joe McGuckin. Hey, boys.
Yo, yo.
Hello.
We are here to talk about the fact that Darren and Joe's Stall It podcast is going live yet again. And this time we're in where?
Vicar Street.
Again.
Again.
See, I'm going to say this. We could do all the talking we want, but you two work best on camera.
Yes.
So what I've done is to save your voices and the fact that you might trip up over a word or stumble or make a fool out of yourselves, boys. Mm-hmm.
Would you just like us?
I've just lifted this straight from your Instagram because it's class. Have a listen.
A real Christmas present.
Oh, no, yeah.
Nothing in them.
Sure, it's all fake.
It's all for show.
Christmas.
What's up and all?
Oh, how are you?
It's nearly Christmas all the same.
You wouldn't know it's what day it is.
It's a silly season.
Yeah, it's just...
Just leave the kids at home and go to the pub. 12 pubs. Way, all the lads.
Speaking of Christmas, did you get your presents? Did you get all your presents, all your gifts in?
Are you sorted?
Yeah.
Are you sorted for Christmas?
See, what I'm trying to tell you, did you get your tickets to see Stall It? Did you, February 12th in Vicar Street?
Not messing.
I'm not messing around. Did you get them? Because if you didn't, I'm telling you, you'd want to watch yourself.
You'd be a disappointment.
See, watch. If you don't get them tickets, I'm telling you now, I'm going to jump through your window at 4 in the morning.
Relax, man, relax.
That's my approach. It's just for hard
sell. They're going to get it.
Just
jump through people's windows at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, no flapping about it.
Like, just threaten people.
Yeah. Do you know what I'll say, right? So I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you guys are part of Go Loud, which is an arm of Barrow Media.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that you do a lot of the podcast stuff in here, in the building, so that we see each other quite a bit, right? And Darren has this kind of, I'll say, threatening online persona. Don't think I've ever met more of a teddy bear in real life than Darren. I don't want to ruin your image now.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing, isn't it?
Well, I'm a little bit disappointed. Yeah,
it's a letdown. People think that I'm going to be, like, really abrupt and
aggressive,
and it's never the case.
No, it isn't.
I'll just give you a big hug.
Yeah, he does.
And
he
then
does.
Say, get tickets to Stall It February 12th now, or you're going to watch yourself, right?
You want to watch yourself, right? February 12th, Vicar Street. Tickets are on sale. It's an absolutely brilliant Christmas present.
I think
one of the best.
Like, name a better Christmas present.
You can't. You just can't.
PlayStation 5 is old news. Like, that's, everyone has one.
If the 6 was out, maybe. If the 6 was, but it's not out.
No, it's not. And that's the thing, it's not out.
It's not out.
I was disappointed one of the kids didn't come out on the Late Late Toy Show with tickets for the...
They probably knew there would have been a stampede.
Yeah, probably.
You know the way. And if Paddy had said, like... And now we have tickets to give away to Stall It Live in Vicar Street. With one for everyone in the... Like, there would have been...
Is he Scottish now? Or?
Yeah, he's the best Scottish sometimes, that fella. I don't know about that. There would have been a rampage, though, I think. That would have been the issue. Like, you know what I mean? You can't give away, though, things
like that. The stage would have been bum-rushed by the audience.
Yeah.
It would have went crazy.
Yeah, poor kid would have been traumatised.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
You never live it down.
Did you watch the toy show? Like, all joking aside now.
Yeah.
Be honest. Really?
Yeah, I watched it.
Well, Joe, you have kids, don't you?
I have two kids, so it makes sense for me to watch it. I don't know why Darren watched it.
Well, the dogs love it.
The dogs love it, yeah. Lots of bright colours,
yeah.
Shouting and roaring. Yeah.
They love a bit of Patrick Hilty, yeah.
Who doesn't, in fairness?
Oh, yeah.
How is the podcast going? Like, do you love it still?
Very well, yeah. I love it as much as I always have loved it.
Yeah, it's great. Like, it's almost like we check in once a week with each other to see like what we've been up to, and well, we both live two very different lives, and it's interesting to talk about that. And it's great, the sketches and stuff, you kind of see behind the scenes of the sketches with the stuff that we talk about. And yeah, we love it.
Brilliant.
On the other hand, I don't know.
Yeah.
No,
I'm a bit much now at times, you know.
Really? You're a bit of a diva.
Just hugging everyone, you know.
Yeah, non-stop.
Yeah.
There was an email, there was a HR email about that.
Yeah.
I
had to
tone it down.
Keep it, but to a certain
obviously,
level.
If people express consent like I do,
I'll take a hug off.
Oh, there's always consent there now.
Yeah.
If someone says, I want a hug, I'll be like, oh, I'll give you a hug then. Yeah, no problem.
Do you guys love Man United again? Like, because there was a period there where we Man United fans were struggling.
Mm.
But 9 games undefeated, is that right? No, 1 defeat in 9, that's what it is.
Yeah.
As opposed to every second game was a defeat.
We lost the home to Everton.
We did lose home to Everton, yes, 10-man Everton. Angry James wasn't happy when he found out about that. How do you feel now at this stage, given that we just, you know, put the brilliant Wolves to the sword there, 4-1?
I think whatever happens with Man United now, I just accept it.
Yeah, that's
defeat,
funny, isn't it?
Victory, draws, I'm just like, I don't care.
You don't care, or you're just numb to it?
I've just accepted it.
You've like accepted whatever.
Acceptance is the word I'd use.
Right.
I've just been, yeah.
Because, Joe, you have a podcast about Man United.
Yeah.
Yourself and Al Foran.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that called?
The Casuals.
The Casuals. Jeez.
For a second there, I nearly...
He's got okay. So many.
I haven't read in front of me. I was just giving you the chance to plug it yourself there. So Al Foran, the impressionist, a lot of people will know him, but obviously another big Man United fan himself.
Yeah.
So how do you guys feel nowadays that you're doing the podcast? Is it more buoyant now than it's been? Because there must have been a time when you were just like, it was a tough episode every week.
I think it's still pretty tough. We haven't done one since the Wolves match, but I'm not satisfied. I think we still conceded against Wolves, and I just hate Amram so much.
Yeah, like, I've heard really that think. From you before. That you see, because I have a mate of mine, Staffy, and he's the same as you. He just thinks that that this fella should be out the door, or I don't either. Yeah,
like, he has to go.
I'll tell you why he doesn't. Right, and it's not him. I'm not defending him. I think whoever the manager is right now, they have to stay, no matter what happens. And the reason is, we've changed. 2 years and 3 months. 2 years
just
and 3 months.
Don't want to start
again. I can't go through another thing. Whereas now, it just so happens it's Amram that has to stay. Whereas like, we finished 15th, lads. It doesn't get worse than that. Well, practically. As the famous McCarthy. It can.
Yeah.
But my point is, it was so bad last season that like any form of progress now, I'm like, yeah, green shoots. I'm fine. I'm here for it. We've got to try something else. Joe's not convinced.
I'm not convinced at all. Like, if you don't have European football, you don't have cup football, all you have to focus on is the league, and you're still losing to 10-man Everton, conceding against Wolves. It's all just terrible.
Okay, here's what I'll say, right? We finished 15th. So this year, progress will be above 15th, right?
We're 5th now.
Okay, we're 5th now. But I'm saying, if at the end it all works itself out in May, let's say we're 8th. We're outside Europe. I think 7 places gained. But in order to finish 8th, you have to lose against Everton. And you have to draw with West Ham. Because otherwise, if you keep winning the games, you're going to challenge for Europe or whatever, which we're not going to do.
I wouldn't be satisfied with 8th. If we finished 8th, then he has to go.
No, he didn't go when we were 15th. He's not going when we were 8th.
No, I hate that he didn't go when we were 15th. I hate that he's still there. I don't understand why. All he has to do is change his formation.
Ah, no. I'm not
Simple
having that. Come on.
Simple as
Come
that.
On, Joe. I know this isn't the podcast about Manchester United. We're supposed to be talking about everything, but the formation's irrelevant if the players don't do their jobs. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's more down to them than it is down to the formation.
I think the players are grand. It's not the players.
They are. They're going to finish 8th. Yeah, they're grand.
They're grand. We need better than grand.
The players are good enough. The formation is the problem. And Amram is making strange decisions, like bringing players, like making defensive
substitutions,
changes when we're losing.
Yeah, substitutions I'm not convinced of. But I just think it's much bigger than formation.
At the end of the day, Roy.
Yeah.
We're back.
4-1 Wolves. We are back, baby. We'll leave the Man United chat there, but the Casuals podcast is also available where you'll get Joe talking to Al Foran. There is another podcast called The Conways.
We are podcast out.
How
so
do
you
even fit the time in? I mean, it's literally 2 hours a week of work you're doing each. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's too
it's
much
a lot,
work.
Like, you know, and then having to film a video, that might take 6 minutes. Like, how do you find the time to hang out with the dogs or the kids or anything?
It's hard work.
It's so hard work when everything's done for you and you only have to turn up and record. It's just so difficult. Like, it's hard to find the time.
I did hear on the Conways, though, that the beautiful Amy had to rescue you when you were doing your driving theory test.
Yes.
You left your ID at home.
Mm-hmm.
Darn,
There's only a few bits Hello, you need. I'm you need a car, keys, and your ID.
Yeah, I feel like you need your ID for everything. That was a rookie mistake. Yeah. Like, you have to do with that, you need it.
If it's an official thing you're doing, you probably need ID. Yeah.
But I'm here, like, going, like, can I show you a photo on the phone, maybe? Yeah, like, look, usually you can get away with that. Like,
look, here's me threatening someone in a business somewhere. Look, it's me. Yeah. You want to watch yourself. Oh, it's you.
Yeah, it's me. Look.
No,
look,
that doesn't work.
You're 140,000 followers on Instagram now. Any chance now? Can I have something free while I'm here?
How are you figuring the driving out? Do you, like, why is it taking you so long to? Because you're obviously not, you know, you're not a young man.
I can consider myself young.
Yeah, young at heart.
Thanks for that, Dave.
No worries. I'm here for all the compliments.
What did you ask me?
I'm just saying, how come it's taking you so long to do your test?
I just wasn't bothered.
No. Not bothered about United. He's not bothered about driving.
I'm too laid back.
He is.
Chilled.
That's why when he threatens you, you realise he's only messing. Because he's never going to follow. He says, you want to watch yourself. But then, he's never going to jump through your window at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know.
He's asleep.
There's a little bit about me, though. He could say, hang on a minute now. He could be up to something.
That's true.
There's a bit of bite in that dog.
If there's something free at the end of it, there's a bit of bite in the morning. Fair enough.
I'll tell Ant.
He will. See what's in it. Darren Conway, Joe McGuckin, they are stalled. Collectively, they are live in Vicar Street, February 12th. Get your hands on tickets, lads. Always a pleasure. Can we get a hug before we go? Is that right?
Darren, I'll give you one.
Do you want one?
I'm asking for one.
Let's do it.
Nice.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.